From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The House Ethics Committee says there is substantial reason to believe New York House Democrat Charles Rangel has violated both House rules and federal statutes. NPR's David Wellnow reports the panel detailed 13 counts against Rangel, who earlier this year resigned as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee.
The 13 counts against Congressman Rangel arise from newspaper investigations of the 80-year-old who's represented Harlem for nearly four decades and who for more than 3 years was in charge of the panel that wrote the nation's tax laws. They stem from allegations Rangel improperly solicited donations for a college building that was to be named after him, that he used a rent-stabilized apartment for campaign purposes, that he failed to report rental income and pay taxes on a villa he owned in the Dominican Republic, and that he omitted reporting assets on his financial disclosure statements. Rangel did not appear at the hearing where Republican committee member Joe Bonner of Alabama lamented the occasion.
This is truly a sad day where no one, regardless of their partisan stripes, should rejoice.
David Wellnow, NPR News, the Capitol.
Arizona has appealed a judge's ruling that blocked key parts of the state's new immigration law that took effect today. Meanwhile, dozens of people protesting the new law are under arrest in Phoenix. A new report by the Army says the ongoing wars in Afghanistan and Iraq are taking a toll on U.S. troops and on officers who are not trained to look out for clues that a soldier may be suicidal. NPR's Rachel Martin tells us the findings are the result of a 15-month study on the causes of rising suicide rates among American military personnel.
The report is more than 200 pages long and details several major findings, chief among them the rates of prescription drug use in the Army. According to the study, currently 14% of the entire Army population is prescribed to some kind of opiate like morphine, oxycodone, or other strong painkiller. If use continues to trend upwards, Army officials say they can expect over 170 prescription drug deaths within the next 12 months. The Army report also points to a force strained after 9 years of war. Defense officials say commanders on the ground don't have the training they need to make suicide prevention a priority or to recognize the signs of a soldier on the brink. Rachel Martin, NPR News, The Pentagon.
Senate Democrat Claire McCaskill says the two former top managers at Arlington National Cemetery grossly mismanaged the cemetery. At a Senate hearing today, she told them as many as 6,600 graves there may be misidentified because of their incompetence.
The notion that you would come in here and act like you didn't know about it until a month ago is offensive. You did know about it, and you did nothing.
The former superintendent says he accepts full responsibility. Stocks fell on Wall Street today. The Dow was off 30 points to close at 10,467. The Nasdaq lost 12. This is NPR News. Citigroup agrees to pay $75 million to settle federal charges that it misled investors and the government about the bank's huge holdings in subprime mortgages and their potential risks. Citigroup argued the investment exposure amounted to no more than $13 billion. The Securities and Exchange Commission said it totaled more than $50 billion. The SEC also identified former Citigroup executives for misleading disclosures. One has agreed to pay a civil penalty of $100,000. The other will pay $80,000. Federal officials say a pipeline that spilled up to 1 million gallons of crude oil into a river in southern Michigan earlier this week must remain closed for the time being. From WMUK in Kalamazoo, Andy Robbins reports officials are demanding a thorough inspection.
Enbridge Energy Partners had hoped to fix the leak and restart the pipeline in a few days, but Transportation Department officials say that can't happen until it's thoroughly inspected and tested. That pleases Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer, whose district includes much of the affected area.
The company knew there was corrosion in that section of pipeline, had actually proposed to replace that section of pipeline, never did it, and we are all suffering the consequences.
The EPA is in charge of efforts to make sure that spilled oil doesn't travel down the Kalamazoo River into Lake Michigan. For NPR News, I'm Andy Robbins in Kalamazoo.
Wildlife officials in Montana say they will kill the bear that they say mauled three campers in Yellowstone National Park. A 48-year-old man was killed. Two people are injured. The female grizzly was captured Wednesday night. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.